Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather. Welcome to the AI Papers podcast from PocketPod, where today we're diving into some groundbreaking research that's pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence.
That's right, Heather. From a new method that's making AI alignment more stable and efficient, to advancements in how AI can understand and generate unlimited contexts with impressive accuracy.
Not to mention, we're looking at a novel architecture that enhances AI's working memory in processing long contexts, and an intriguing study linking compression capabilities directly to intelligence in large language models.
Plus, imagine turning any video into a realistic, interactive game environment. That's exactly what one of today's papers is all about, transforming the way we think about game design and interactivity.
It's a lineup that's as diverse as it is fascinating, ushering in new possibilities for how AI learns, understands, and interacts with the world around it.
So stay tuned as we unpack these developments and what they mean for the future of AI. Now let's jump into the heart of these papers.
This podcast is brought to you by PocketPod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
This paper introduces a novel approach called Trust Region Direct Preference Optimization, or TRDPO, aimed at refining the alignment of language models through reinforcement learning. The crux of the alignment problem in AI is ensuring that models act in ways that are aligned with human values and intentions. Traditional methods like reinforcement learning from human feedback have sought to improve this by incorporating human feedback into the training process.
Right, and one of the challenges with existing methods has been their instability. They often rely on tricks to stabilize training, such as minimizing the divergence between the model being trained and a baseline policy. TRDPO innovates by updating this reference policy during training, which is a departure from how direct preference optimization, or DPO, operates. DPO attempts to align models without directly using a reward model, but ends up implicitly restricting models in a way that can lead to suboptimal results.
Exactly, Heather. TRDPO's key contribution is its dynamic update mechanism for the reference policy it compares against during training. This approach allows it to outperform traditional DPO on benchmarks like Anthropic HH and TLDR datasets by up to 19% when evaluated with GPT-4. It's not just about beating scores. This improvement means creating AI that's more coherent, correct, detailed, helpful, and less harmful based on these benchmarks.
That sounds like a significant step towards more reliable and aligned AI systems. Understanding how these models can stray from intended behaviors is crucial for their safe deployment in real-world applications. By addressing these issues directly in the training process, TRDPO could pave the way for more trustworthy AI interactions across various domains.
Absolutely. And while this research marks progress in AI alignment through reinforcement learning techniques, it also highlights the importance of continuous innovation in how we train AI to understand and adhere to human values. It's these incremental improvements that edge us closer to deploying AI systems we can truly trust and rely on. Today, we're discussing an exciting development in the AI world called Megalodon. This new neural architecture aims to tackle a big challenge in AI: efficiently processing very long sequences of data. Traditional models like transformers struggle with this because their complexity increases quadratically as the sequence gets longer. Megalodon builds on the architecture of Mega and introduces several innovations to enhance its capability and stability.
Right, Jacob. The problem with existing solutions, even those that are subquadratic, like linear attention and state space models, is that they tend to lag behind transformers in terms of pre-training efficiency and accuracy on downstream tasks. Megalodon's approach is fascinating because it incorporates complex exponential moving average, or CMA, along with a few other technical enhancements like time step normalization layer and normalist attention mechanism. These improvements are designed to help it outperform traditional models in handling long sequences without sacrificing efficiency or accuracy.
Exactly, Heather. And what's impressive about Megalodon is how it stands up against current models in real-world comparisons. When going head-to-head with Llama 2 across 7 billion parameters and 2 trillion training tokens, Megalodon not only showed better efficiency, but also achieved a training loss that positions it between Llama 2's 7B and 13B configurations. This indicates that Megalodon isn't just theoretically interesting, it actually delivers improved performance in practical settings.
That's a crucial point for industries relying on sequence modeling for tasks like language processing or predictive text generation. The ability of Megalodon to efficiently manage unlimited context length could significantly reduce computational costs while boosting the accuracy of AI applications. It's this kind of innovation that pushes the boundaries of what AI can do and brings us closer to more advanced applications in natural language processing and beyond.
Absolutely, Heather. And for those interested in diving deeper into Megalodon or experimenting with it themselves, the code has been made available online. It's developments like these that keep the field of AI exciting and ever-evolving. Transformers, pivotal in deep learning's evolution, hit a snag with long inputs due to their quadratic attention complexity. Enter the feedback attention memory, or FAM, a fresh twist on transformer architecture that introduces a feedback loop. This loop allows the network to refer back to its own latent representations, effectively giving it a form of working memory.
Right, Jacob. It's like FAM equips transformers with an internal monologue, enabling them to handle sequences that go on indefinitely. What's particularly neat is that this doesn't require any extra weights. This means FAM can be added into existing models without starting from scratch.
Exactly, Heather. And when put to the test across different model sizes, think 1 billion to 24 billion parameters, FAM didn't just work, it excelled, especially in tasks where understanding long context is crucial.
The implications here are huge for large language models or LLMs. If you've ever been frustrated by a chatbot losing track of the conversation, FAM could be the solution. It's not about making these models bigger, but making them smarter at remembering and utilizing information over longer stretches.
Spot on. While it might seem like an incremental step, integrating something like FAM into LLMs could drastically change how we interact with AI on a daily basis. From smoother conversations with virtual assistants to more insightful analyses and research tools. The study we're discussing today delves into the intriguing relationship between compression capabilities and intelligence in large language models, or LLMs. The premise is quite fascinating. If a language model can compress data more efficiently, does that mean it's also more intelligent?
That's right, Jacob, and it's an area that's been ripe for exploration but lacking in solid empirical evidence. This research aims to fill that gap by analyzing how well LLMs perform on various benchmarks that measure intelligence facets like knowledge and common sense reasoning, as well as coding and mathematical reasoning skills.
Exactly, Heather. They've taken 30 public LLMs from different organizations and compared their ability to compress external text corpora with their scores across 12 intelligence-related benchmarks. What stands out from their findings is this almost linear relationship between a model's compression efficiency and its benchmark scores.
It's a compelling argument for considering compression efficiency as a kind of unsupervised metric for evaluating LLMs. By focusing on how well these models can compact data, we might have a reliable indicator of their overall capabilities or intelligence.
And what's particularly helpful for the broader research community is that they've made their compression datasets and data collection pipelines open source. This move not only validates their findings, but also sets the stage for future work in this area.
It paints a picture where improving a model's ability to compress could directly enhance its intelligence. This could have significant implications for how we approach the development of AI systems going forward, especially when it comes to creating more efficient yet powerful models.
Absolutely, Heather. It underscores a shift towards valuing efficiency alongside raw computational power in the quest to achieve more intelligent AI systems. In the latest stride towards blurring the lines between reality and virtual worlds, researchers have introduced Video2Game. It's a cutting-edge method that transforms videos of real-world scenes into fully interactive game environments. Imagine capturing a video of your backyard and then being able to explore it in a video game. That's what we're talking about.
That sounds fascinating, Jacob. So they're using something called neural radiance fields, or NeRF, right? It captures the scene's geometry and appearance, making the virtual environment look almost like the real thing.
Exactly, Heather. And to address one of the big challenges with NeRF, which is usually its slowness in rendering, they've added a mesh module. This module takes what NeurF knows and simplifies it for faster rendering without sacrificing too much detail.
Speed is crucial for gaming. But what about making these environments more than just static scenes? How do they achieve interactivity?
That's where their third component comes in, a physics module. It understands how objects within these converted scenes should interact and behave physically. This means not only can you explore these environments, but you can also interact with objects just like you would expect in the real world.
Incorporating physics definitely opens up endless possibilities for creating more immersive gaming experiences or even realistic simulators for training purposes without the need for expensive manual modeling.
And what's impressive is their ability to apply this to both cozy indoor settings and expansive outdoor landscapes. The team has shown that their system can handle this variety while allowing for real-time rendering and interaction.
Bringing real-world complexity into games and simulations with such ease could really change how we create virtual spaces moving forward. Imagine educational tools or even emergency response training programs built from actual locations around us.
Absolutely, Heather. Video 2 Game looks like a promising step towards making sophisticated virtual environment creation accessible to more creators, potentially sparking a new wave of innovative applications in gaming and beyond. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.